Atenção, senhores espectadores. Muito boa tarde.
Corkout History presents
Grândola Vila Morena,
Picard Nation Revolution.
A partir deste momento, o movimento das Forças Armadas,
brought to you by André Andinês,
controla totalmente a rede emissora da Rádio e Televisão Portuguesa.
Welcome, everyone. Today, we will talk about the Mocidade Portuguesa, which can be translated as Portuguese Youth, and also about the Portuguese Legion, Legião Portuguesa, which are two organizations of the Estado Novo, the new state. The Portuguese Youth was created officially in 1936 and expanded to include a female section 2 years later. By 1939, it would extend to include the colonies as well. While similar organizations existed in Mussolini's Italy and Hitler's Germany, the Portuguese Youth had its own distinct characteristics and goals. It targeted youth aged 7 to 14, making attendance mandatory. For older males, a militia served as an armed extension. These branches emphasized pre-military training, employing uniforms, strict discipline, parades and camps. Membership was categorized into four age groups. There were the Lusitos, from age 7 to 10. There were the Infantes, which means something like little princes, from 10 to 14. Then there were the Vanguardistas, from 14 to 17 years old. And finally, the Cadetes, from 17 to 25. Older members received perks like exemption from certain military duties. Not bad. Many activities, even sports, revolved around military themes, with military officers or Legion graduates overseeing operations. There was even a pipeline from the Mocidade to the adult militia, the Portuguese Legion, which I'll tell you about in just a little bit. The Portuguese youth had their own anthem and uniform, which included a belt buckle shaped like an S, representing Salazar's initial, purportedly symbolizing servir, which means to serve, which conveniently began with an S as well. In ceremonies and parades, it was customary for the youth to stand with arms outstretched, chanting in unison, "Who lives? Portugal, Portugal, Portugal! Who leads? Salazar, Salazar, Salazar!" It paints a strong image. The female division of Mocidade Portuguesa adhered to the Estado Novo's ideals, preparing girls for roles as future homemakers, while imparting a Catholic religious education, emphasizing God, country, and family, as we've discussed in previous episodes, creating the perfect housewives and mothers of the regime. Unlike the male branch, there was no focus on military exercises, reflecting traditionalist views that saw warfare as a male domain. Physical activities aimed at preserving health for their future roles as mothers. Expansion in 1939 encompassed Portuguese youth in colonies, promoting devotion to the nation, physical development, and character formation. The leadership of this organization primarily comprised of regime supporters with notable civilians at the helm, like former ambassadors and also Marcelo Caetano, about whom we will hear a lot more in the future. Francisco Guedes, the inaugural National Commissioner, was sympathetic to the Third Reich, aiming to model the Portuguese youth after the Hitler's youth. Marcelo Caetano, on the other hand, who succeeded him, shifted the focus away from militarism, aligning instead more closely with the Catholic Church and scouting movements, which significantly influenced the organization's trajectory. The Portuguese youth experienced its peak growth between its inception and the end of World War II in 1945, as the decline of totalitarian regimes in Europe discredited youth militia organizations. As social and political crises emerged post-war, the Portuguese youth lost its vitality. By 1966, it relinquished control of extracurricular activities, and by 1971, Mocidade Portuguesa and its female counterparts transformed into regular national youth associations, losing their mandatory status. this restructuring significantly diminished their importance within the regime's framework. With the overthrow of the regime in 1974, the Portuguese Youth, like many other organizations, was abolished without any issues or opposition. The Portuguese Legion, on the other hand, was also a militia organization, but geared towards adults instead. Also established in 1936 and also dissolved on 1974, it operated under the ministers of the Interior and War, initially aiming at aligning the military with the regime. Membership was open to Portuguese men and women over 18, who swore to serve the nation in according with the organization's principles. It was originally formed to safeguard the nation's spiritual heritage and combat perceived communist and anarchist threats. Its focus shifted towards civil defense from the 1940s onward, though. Structurally, the Legion was organized nationally, with district commanders overseeing local units. Inspired by authoritarian regimes abroad and driven by internal radical right-wing mobilization, the Legion's creation was spurred by external influences like the rise of fascism in Europe and the Spanish Civil War. Although some more radical factions within the regime advocated for a militia akin to the German SA, also known as Brown Shirts, or the Italian MVSN, or Black Shirts, Salazar opposed creating a militia-like organization for the state. However, with growing concerns over radical elements and international tensions, the Portuguese Legion was created, more as a state-controlled organization as favored by Salazar. Tensions between the Legion's radical elements and Salazar's regime persisted, leading to reorganization efforts by 1938, which aligned the Legion more closely with the military. Despite initially aligning with the German interests at the outbreak of World War II, the Legion's focus shifted towards civil defense and internal security, particularly after 1942. Throughout the 1950s and 60s, the Legion primarily operated through its information service and riot police, serving as a tool for maintaining internal order and suppressing dissent against the regime. Both the Portuguese Youth and the Portuguese Legion played crucial roles shaping and aligning the populace with the ideals of the regime. The Portuguese Youth focused on nurturing patriotism and loyalty among children and youth, instilling in them a deep affection for the regime's principles and encouraging their active participation in activities that promoted its values. Meanwhile, the Portuguese Legion operated as a mechanism for organizing and exerting control over adults, effectively functioning as an efficient instrument of state authority. While the Portuguese Youth aimed at molding the younger generation to seamlessly integrate into the regime's vision, the Portuguese Legion provided a means to organize and regulate the adult population, ensuring their compliance with the regime's directives and serving as a formidable force for maintaining order and stability within the state. Together, these organizations worked in tandem to indoctrinate and mobilize the population in support of the regime's objectives, contributing significantly to its longevity and influence. Don't miss out and join us again tomorrow as we find out about what other tools were utilized by the Estado Novo to construct the concept of an ideal state, all aimed at shaping perceptions and fostering unwavering loyalty to the regime's vision, and to solidify its power and influence over the minds of the people.
And this is where we'll stop for now. Join us on the next episode.
Until then, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Corkout History Pod, where you can reach out to us, let us know your thoughts, and discover more about the episodes.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever you're listening to us.
Your comments really are crucial so that more people can find us.
Bye!